Blog Talk Radio.
Realize that you're not going to get equality unless there is a drastic change in the status quo in our society. That's just basically it. Right now, the status quo is there's a hierarchy. You know, there's a chain that goes all the way to the top. And if you really want to be fashionable about it, when we speak about nature, you know, in the Egyptian culture and African culture, when you hear people say words like nature or God or, you know, things like that, they're speaking about Elohim in general. And Elohim in general does not mean Jehovah or Yahweh or Jehovah or, you know, whatever you refer to the God of the patriarchs, you know. And the patriarchs themselves is, you know, standardized people, but also ideas for humanity. But keep listening. We'll get into some of that as we progress. So yeah, you know, in our hierarchy, in our society, there's a hierarchy, and when you reach the top, that's what most people consider divinity. That's what most people consider God. That's why you hear football gods and basketball gods and rap gods and the radio gods, and you know, because these are people that consider themselves the elite, the hierarchy. I mean, when you get to a certain level, you are the creator of everything underneath you almost. So that's kind of a you know, target that you can look at and say, okay, let me identify this target. Let me use my optics. Let me look at this target and see if there's such thing as equality. All right? Now, with that being said, I'll say use that to segue into the back into the James Harden thing. So I got a little while to go over some ideas. Last time we were talking, I was basically saying that I was along the lines that you could put together a championship team with a package for James Harden. It just would take a three-way trade. I don't think you're going to get a championship team from trading James Harden to players off one team, because that means that team would be able to win the championship, because James Harden gets you as close to a championship as any other team other than the championship team, like the Lakers. If the Lakers were going to lose this year, it was going to be to James Harden. If the Warriors were going to lose, it was going to be to James Harden. And it just seems like he gets you as close to a championship as anybody in the league other than LeBron, Steph, and Giannis. Full stop. Giannis hasn't gotten there, but he hadn't had a team, and he hasn't really had a coach that could make adjustments in the playoff, that would make adjustments in the playoff. So, you know, I don't even know if Budenholzer teaches adjustments throughout the year, but, you know, great players like LeBron, they understand adjustments because they play throughout the year making adjustments. Like, they don't play full playoff, you know, adjustments every game throughout the year. They play, we're going to, you know, run this, and today we're going to run that, and today we're going to run this, and today we're going to run that. And if it work, it work. If it don't, it don't. Most of the time it'll work because we better than y'all. And we'll just run, you know, what we're going to do, and then when we get in the playoff, we'll make those distinctions when we get there. And so here's an idea I was saying earlier that I think a good pairing, if James Harden is going to force a trade, I'm going to try my hardest to get a Ben Simmons and a player like Brandon Ingram. That's just my take on it. Like, I want to have the tallest, fastest, the longest defenders that I can, and you know, B.I. can shoot. You know, he's an up and coming star. Of course, Ben Simmons is a phenomenal passer, and super fast, fast with the basketball, strong in the air, all kind of court vision, you know, getting to the rack like LeBron. It's like, I can see Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram being a hell of a team. And if I had to lose James Harden, if I could make some kind of pairing like that, it would be worth it. Like, I would like Brandon Ingram and Ben Simmons as much as I would like Ben Simmons and Devin Booker. Because I think Devin Booker, while he's a phenomenal offensive player, he lacks a little bit on defense. But Brandon Ingram is a well-rounded player. I mean, he's not a number one option. More like a number two option that can still put up 30 on a given night. But he's not going to put up 30 every night. He's not consistent like that. But if he has a point guard, a facilitator that can really just get him the ball in his spots, you know, somebody that can draw the defense to one spot and get him the ball in his spots. Oh, man, Brandon Ingram could be phenomenal. And Ben Simmons is just the guy he needs on any defense. I mean, like, pressure. Like, I'm talking about, like, Shaolin push you in the back of the neck, make you pass out. This is, like, to me, as I think about it, I'm thinking around the league and you say, who would you like to pair with Ben Simmons? Kevin Durant, Brandon Ingram, you know, maybe Tyler Hero. Luka, you know, but you're not going to get Luka for Harden. Hey, forget about it. Like a Trae Young, you know, not even like a Trae Young, because it would take away, it would mean Trae Young would have to play the two off ball a lot, and you don't want Trae Young off ball. But Brandon Ingram could definitely play off ball, you know, and he could still be effective with one dribble. You know, one dribble off the ball could get him to the rack, one dribble off the ball could get him to an open shot. And that would be a great pairing, and you really wouldn't have to worry about who you had at your point guard. But if you could say, look, Brandon Ingram and Seth Curry, Ben Simmons, for James Harden and Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker, maybe, I'd do it all day. So I can, you know, PJ, Eric Gordon, I'd even send John Wall. Like, I send PJ and John Wall to New Orleans, or Eric Gordon and John Wall, PJ and John Wall to New Orleans with Brandon Ingram. You know, I would prefer to keep PJ, maybe trade Daniel House, but we keep Daniel House. We could play, you know, Daniel House, you know, Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram, Christian Wood, and, you know, somebody else. Decent shoot guard. You know, I like Mason Jones myself, and I would like to see him get a shot initially, just out the gate starting. That would be phenomenal to get a shot starting with that kind of shooting. With, I mean, even at that rate, Benny Mac, you know, put Benny Mac at the two. And you run Ben Simmons, Ben McLemore at backcourt, that's the Ben boys at the backcourt. And then you got Daniel House, Brandon Ingram, and Christian Woods. They're just switching on everything like we like to do. We can still play a rotate and positionless basketball almost, with the exception of Ben Gordon and Ben, you know, Benny McLemore, and that would be a decent team. So I don't know how, I haven't really checked the number, but I'm pretty sure I'm close. You know, if you're getting rid of Eric Gordon and, you know, maybe a PJ or maybe a Daniel House and a James Harden, you know, and of course, Philly would have to send maybe like a Tobias Harris, you know. And so you have two guards and you have Seth Curry, you get Seth and Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram. And you give up P.J. Eric Gordon and James Harden, or Daniel House, Eric Gordon, and James Harden, because I really would like to keep P.J. I would like to keep Robert Covington. I would prefer to have Robert Covington on my team right now to P.J. Tucker, but it is what it is. So, that's my daily take on James Harden for today. It's just that, you know, you still can put together a decent team if you're able to maybe get one other team to just buy in and say, you know, they got a player that I want. Oh, yeah, we could use Tobias Harris, you know, or something like that. You know, maybe they can go back and get, you know, let's say we send Tobias Harris and John Wall and Daniel House. Of course, they can't afford all that because John Wall's contract is monumental and they probably wouldn't do it, so. I doubt it, but if we can maybe Tobias Harris and a P.J. Tucker or Tobias Harris and something like that, and they give us Brandon Ingram.
Huh?
Tobias Harris and P.J. Tucker for Brandon Ingram. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal for either team, you know? I mean, I think if I'm New Orleans and I got Zion and I really want to turn him loose on the offense and he needs a well-rounded score. Tobias Harris is decent. And a spot-up corner three-point shooter like no other, P.J. Tucker. And then stretches it. Oh, man, you got big boys in the paint with Zion and P.J. is in the paint, D-ing you up. You are a rough-neck team with Zion and P.J. and Tobias Harris. That is a rough-neck team. And you put Zion at the five, P.J. at the four, Tobias at the three. And you got a rough rider. I'm talking about teams that would be a rough team to deal with. If I'm New Orleans Pelicans, I would definitely look into that. So that's my take on that. Let's see. Let's go to a song, and we'll come back and chop it up.
Yo, Marcus.
Unruly. Firm and strong, them can't ever get through the way. Boy, holy paril, you me see them try tie down. Me know them can't tie down me. Man, boss, so you're rich, now them want see man lie down. Me know them can't tie down me. And really, we not feel. Tell them we not fail. I'm out for God, jail. Pop school, now be no jail. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Forgive me if me never live easy. They no love me, I live. Oh, me keep up with the challenge. Them a quiz. Never fall out from me, tap in a DB. Why? No matter feel like man weak. To fly through your beak. One shoes me used to beat. Believe me, me know about the street. No, me shot like LeBron and them shot like O'Neal. And my shoes and my clothes, them real. And man, I live in legend and the truth just reveal. Wonder how the haters them feel. And rule it with no fear. Tell them we no fail. Yeah, I'm out with for God, jail. Pop school, no, I be no jail. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Low like bone thugs and harmony. Flowing like Florida. Roll out with the Benz in a day. In a night of the black spider. From a little bit, mama told me reach to the sky and dread. Me no worry about bad mind, cause me know she a fast and bright. No, me shot like LeBron and them shot like O'Neal. And my shoes and my clothes, them real. And when I live in legend and the truth just reveal. Wonder how the haters them feel. And rule we not feel. Tell them we not fail. Yeah, I'm out for God, jail. I put now be no jail. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Father God, me thank you for watching over me. Not even me, you see no start the building from Bill. Unruly. We take pain like a pill. The world wants to give me no time for chill. Bet your uncles go and check off a mill. You wet that. When them ask why my money so dirty, tell them I stay true, me kill. Digi bank book in a gear like Messi and Raheem is skill. Plus my shot like LeBron and them shot like O'Neal. And my shoes and my clothes them real. And man a living legend and the truth just reveal. Wonder how the haters them feel. And rule we not feel. Tell them we not fail. I'm out for God jail. Pop school not be no jailer. Father God me thank you for watching over me. Father God me thank you for watching over me.
I was thinking, since the gates is open, we don't know who in the hell left the gate open, why don't we just go ahead and storm the building? I've been thinking about the whole concept of political engagement, right? Like, we debate, you know, politics, and it's a very human thing to do, to cross-reference your ideas with other people and just kind of see if, you know, your ideas make sense. But in our society, in our culture today, it seems like people are so stuck on what they already think that they don't have the capacity to conceptualize another person's ideas. So what that does is that stagnates progression, because the media has to feed the majority of people an idea, because they won't listen to a regular human being. It has to come from an outside source in order for them to feel like it's valid. So if the news says it, or if it's on social media, then all of a sudden it becomes more valid and more like reality. Person standing right next to you that's real, that you could actually touch, says it, it's not reality. Funny thing about it is it reminds me of a scripture where in, I want to say in Matthew, and I'm not going to give you the verse right now, and I'm not even going to necessarily say it's in Matthew, I think it's in Matthew, where the Messiah says, you know, how can you hate your brother you see every day, and then say you love the Lord, who you've never seen before, right? So dig this. The person who's making the post on Facebook that you like so much, or the person who's making the song on the radio that you like so much, the person who's making the programming, the program, the person who's programming you via the television programmer, who's actually programming you with the TV that you tend to believe so much, you will take their idea that they value, not only at face value, but almost as religious text. Like, some people will take what they see on YouTube over what they read out the Bible itself, or what the spirit of a person who is always digging and communicating with God for insight. You will take an outside source at face value before you take the idea of another person at even considerable. And I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying somebody come to you with an idea because you know them, take the idea, because that would change the economy of everything. Like, even Jesus said himself that you have to leave from your own home because you're not going to be respected in your own, you know, your own place. You know, not wherever you're from. So We understand that. But I think what we have to do is we have to start just having an understanding mind to be able to rationalize what a person is actually saying before you choose not to agree with it. Because a lot of times it's not a right or wrong situation. It's just a, can you learn something that you can use? And I'll give you a little bit before I go to my last song, because we'll get the last song in and then we'll come back off the air. So if anybody wants to check out what I'm saying when I go off the air, you're going to have to tune in. I'm sorry y'all don't get to hear it, because it's fenced to get real. You know, so if a person says, okay, yeah, I understand that, you know, Trump upsets people and Trump pisses people off. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to go YP. I'm not going to go Young Pharaoh on y'all. I mean, I G for Young Pharaoh. The dude has brought so much information to the black community. And, you know, they said the conscious community, but I mean just intellectual people who like to think. You know what I mean? So, but I'm not going to go full stop for praising. I'm not going to do that. But what I'm going to say is Trump has always been against the idea of conspiracies, you know, government conspiracy, government fraud. He's always spoke out against this stuff. Like, where I was related to Trump was because we are both conspiracy theorists. So before he even ran for president, it was things that he would say, you know, that made me be like, okay, you know, if he finds out something about UFOs, he's going to tell us about it. Well, he never told us about it. So, you know, that's the difference. And so now when we get ready to vote, I'm saying, I'm not looking at the fact that people say he's a racist, because Joe Biden is a bigger racist. He's been on record with racists, with Klansmen and Grand Wizards and the Arkansas, the Alabama, I mean, like, the most racist people that you can put your finger towards, Joe Biden has been buddying up, rubbing elbows, rubbing noses, and just cool with them. You know, they cahooting together. They in cahoots. You know, so I don't think that voting for Joe Biden because Trump was a racist was the smartest thing to do. If you had another reason, if you say, okay, yeah, I'm just tired of looking at, tired of hearing him talk, or, you know, I think he's a weirdo, so I want somebody who's a little less weird, even if he is a racist. Okay, cool. But you can tell me that I'm going to vote for Joe Biden because Trump was a racist. And so me trying to explain this to older people, I found that they don't care. They don't care what you say. They just, no, he's a racist. Yeah, but he's a racist. But no, he's a real racist. No, not as big as Joe Biden. You know what? Let's drop the song. I'll come back. We'll get back into this one in a little while. All right?
Down, freezing cold. That's how we already know when it's here. My dog will probably do it for Louis Bell. That's just all he know. He don't know nothing else. I tried to show him. Yeah. I tried to show him. Yeah. 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 Gone on you with the pick and roll. Younger flame, he in sicko mode.
Made this here with all the ice on in the booth. At the gate outside, when they pull up, they get me loose. Yeah, jump out, boys, that's Nike boys hopping our coast. This shit way too big, when we pull up, give me the loot.
Give me the loot!
Was off the Remy, had up at Post. Had to hit my old town to duck the news. 4-hour lockdown, we made no moves. Now it's 4 a.m. and I'm back up popping with the crew. I just landed in, Chase B mixes pop like Jamba Juice. Different color chains, think my jewelry really selling fruits. And they choking, man, know the crackers wish it was a noose.
Sunset.
Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks. Surrender, retreat, we all in too deep. Play for keeps, don't play us for weeks.
This shit way too formal, y'all know I don't follow suit. Stacy Dash, most of these girls ain't got a clue. All of these hoes I made off records I produced. I might take all my exes and put them all in a group. Hit my essays, I need the booch. About to turn this function into Bonnaroo. Told her I been, you coming too. In the 305, bitches treat me like I'm Uncle Lou. Had to slot the top off, it's just a roof. She said, where we going? I set the moon. We ain't even make it to the room. She thought it was the ocean. It's just a pool. Now I gotta open. It's just a ghost. Who put this shit together? I'm the glue.
So and sad.
Shorty face, Tommy out the blue.
So and sad. So and sad, motherfucker. So and sad.
Don't play up for
Astro. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey.
She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance.
Yeah.
Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands. I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light, ay, yeah. Like a light, ay, yeah. Like a light, ay. Slept through the flight, ay. Not for the night, ay. 767, man, this shit got double bedroom, man. I still got scores to settle, man. I crept down the block, made a right, yeah. Cut the lights, yeah. Pay the price, yeah. Niggas think it's sweet, no. It's on sight, yeah. Nothing nice, yeah. Vegas in my eyes, Jesus Christ, yeah. Checks over stripes, yeah. That's what I like,
yeah.
That's what we like,
yeah.
Lost my respect, you not a threat. When I shoot my shot, that shit wetty like on Sheck. See the shots that I took, wet like on Book, wet like on Lizzie. I be spinning valley circle blocks till I'm dizzy. Like where is he? No one seen her, I'm trying to clean her. She's in love with who I am. Back in high school, I used to bust it to the dance. Now I hit the FBO with duffels in my hands.
Woo.
I did half a Xan, 13 hours till I land. Had me out like a light,
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 yeah. Like a light,
like a light.
Yeah, Pastor Dawson Shell, he sending texts, ain't sending kites. Yeah, he say keep that on lock. I say you know this shit is dice. Yeah, it's absolute.
Yeah,
I'm back with boot.
It's lit.
La Ferrari. The Jamba Juice, yeah. We back on the road, they jumping off no parachute, yeah. Shorty in the back, she say she working on the glutes, yeah.
Oh my God.
Ain't by the book, yeah. It's how it look, yeah. About to check, yeah. Just check the foot, yeah. Pass this to my daughter, I'ma show her what it took.
Yeah.
Baby mama cover fours, got these other bitches shook, yeah.
Okay. Well, what we want to do, I'm going to pull up a little something and give you a little ski taste of if I can. In 1977, I'm just going back to the roots of a Joe Biden racist. During a congressional hearing on an anti-busing legislation, right, Joe Biden was quoted for saying he did not want to make an orderly integration into society. So this is not saying that, you know, integration wasn't the best thing for black people. You know, that would have been a pro-minority thing to say, because there were black people who felt like integration was not devised for black people, because a lot of our ancestors, a lot of our, you know, leaders from the civil rights movement and before the civil rights movement was under the impression that integration was, you know, part of the same city of subterfuge that caused blacks to be oppressed. And it's clear to me that Joe Biden was under the impression that he didn't want black people to be integrated into society, because he said he didn't want to have an orderly integration. So he wanted to cause chaos in the integration instead of just not wanting to integrate full stop, right? And he went on to not even leave it at just talking about education. He made sure to make it a point to let everybody know that he was talking about society full stop. He did not think that black people should be integrated into white society. And so now, Joe Biden is supposed to be the more minority-friendly candidate between him and Donald Trump, and that led to Joe Biden winning a lot of black votes just based on racism, even though, and it's not that they believe that Joe Biden isn't a racist. They believe that the Democratic Party is for black people. Let me tell you what our parents left us with. The Democratic Party is for black people. Just vote Democrat. Now, we do understand that the importance of organizing and, you know, voting together. Just saying, okay, you know, us as black people, we're going to vote together and use our power as a nation to sway the vote. We want to get somebody out of office, we'll vote to get that person out of office. But if we're under the belief that the Democratic Party is for black people, then we're always voting to get the other person out of office without thinking if they're better for people. I don't know. You know, are we saying that black people are better than people? No, we are people. So if we're being realistic and we say Donald Trump might not have black people's intention in the forefront of his priorities, Joe Biden definitely don't have black people, you know, welfare in the front of his priorities. But let's compare them on the scale and say which of the two is more likely to have people in their priorities. And I would almost say that Joe Biden is a career politician. And in the beginning, when he was just a white politician in the white man's world, his politics were white supremacist politics, and all the way up until super criminals, which was in my lifetime. I mean, in my lifetime, Joe Biden has been overtly racist. He's been out in the front, and he's been out in the front as a racist up until racism became And up until racism will no longer benefit to him. So this leads me to believe that his not being a racist is because being a racist will no longer benefit. Watch. When Obama said, I'm going to reach across the aisle, what he did was he took the people that was the most likely to not be liked by the people that the Democrats were wanting to market to. And he was the marketing face. And Obama took Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and a list of other people that white, that black people really don't mess with, and brought them into his camp and said, okay, well, since I'm the black person and I want to take ideas from other people that's not like me. And that's a great thing to do. But also what he didn't realize he was doing was he was also taking on the face of the black people and then wearing that face for the people that's behind him that black people don't mess with, right? And that's the problem, because we're banking on, you know, what we see. Like, okay, along with we hoping you for us, and we're going to give you a chance because we hope you for us. But when we look behind you, these jokers we see behind you, we have to think that they with you. Now, when you gone, people still saying that they was with you. These your people. And we know, in our mind, like, if you tell me these your people and they foul, we have to look at you and say, well, was you legit or not? Because ultimately, these are the people that you brought to us. You brought them to us. And Obama was kind of a microcosm for the older black race. I mean, for the older black society, because they brought the Democratic Party to us and said, huh, this is our people. This is who we're rocking with. And, you know, our generation kind of carries that right now. And there's a lot of us that are saying, nah, we're not going to carry that. Some of us are just saying, you know what, this is the problem. When you have people that's like, if you do me wrong, I'm going to turn and go with this person. So what happens is they say, okay, the Democratic Party did us wrong. I'm gonna turn and go to Trump. Oh, Trump does us wrong. Now I'm going to turn and go to this person. Oh, this person did me wrong. I'm going to turn and go to this person. And when they lose track of who's doing them the most wrong, then they just turn it. And you're not really evaluating everything, you know, at face value. So by people saying that, okay, Trump didn't do as much wrong to us as Hillary and Joe Biden did, or to humanity in general. So a lot of people just said, you know, a lot of black people were just saying, you know what, we'll go with Trump. We'll go with Trump because he didn't do as much as, you know, wrong as the Democratic Party has done to black people. And a lot of our parents and stuff don't see that because they see Democrat or Republic as racist or non-racist or black or non-black. It is not factual at all that the Democratic Party is for black people. Okay? So I really appreciate everybody for tuning in. If you want to leave a comment, subscribe to my, you know, to this station. And, you know, when I send out my, you know, my links or whatever to let everybody know when I'm going on, you'll be able to get in here early and get in on some of these conversations, because I'm pretty sure there's people out there with a lot more to say than what I have to say. Well, I have some stuff to say, and, you know, we could violate ideas back and forth off of each other. I'm not one of those people that don't like ideas. I like new ideas. So feel free to call in. And thank you. We out.